Hey, this is Joe Hamilton, and I'm here today with Kelly Lessem, who's one of the owners of Squeeze Juice Works. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the effects of Hurricane Irma on Squeeze and on small business in general. Kelly knows a lot of small business owners, and being one herself, obviously, is right in the thick of dealing with Irma. So we're going to look at some of the effects that it's had, both on the business and on the employees and, you know, emotionally, financially, and whatever else comes to mind. And then we're going to look at some of the things that are out there as possible solutions and aids to people who have been negatively impacted. So first, I think I'd love to hear a little bit about Squeeze. Introduce yourself and talk about why you started Squeeze and where Squeeze is today as far as locations and employees and things like that.
Thanks, Joe, for having me on and offering this resource. I and my partner, Amy LaSoya, started Squeeze about 5 years ago. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition called myasthenia gravis, and it works to paralyze the muscles of your mouth and your eyes. So you might hear a bit of strange inflection in my voice, and no, I'm not drunk right now, but I do have a bit of a speech impediment. But anyway, we started this company. It was all based on me looking for an alternative to being put through Western medicine. And we became involved with cold pressed juice. It grew exponentially. We started off in my kitchen at my home offering organic cold pressed juice cleanses. And now we have 3 shops, 2 in St. Pete and 1 in South Tampa.
How much throughput do you guys get in your 3 locations as far as vegetables or a bottle sold? And
We go through probably about 150 pounds a month just in parsley.
Just in parsley?
Yeah. We get 3 deliveries a week from 2 separate organic food purveyors. And we probably go through a couple of 100 pounds of kale, 500 pounds of carrots, and it's quite a bit.
Yeah. And so from a financial standpoint, about how much do you spend on vegetables in a month?
Tens
of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, definitely.
And so I guess that would take us to one of the first impacts of Irma. I'm sure you had some vegetables on hand for the business leading up to that day. Were you able to tone down some of the sales in anticipation of being closed? And, you know, that was probably one of the first big costs was losing that produce.
Well, I really find for most people that when Irma was coming, you know, us being in St. Pete in Tampa, I think we had a little bit of hubris around the fact that we weren't going to get hit. We knew sales would slow down, maybe we'd have to close, but we have an operation that's like a freight train. Yeah. To stop it takes like a couple of days.
Right.
So we really didn't know. We kept making plans from Monday on, and then really it got real somewhere around Thursday, you know? We started having employees not showing up, leaving town.
Sure.
And then we had 1 last delivery, and most of that had to be weighed and thrown away.
And then after the storm, how were the 3 locations affected as far as power?
Well, 2 of our 3 locations were without power. And really, the one that was most crucial was our shop on 30th Ave. That's where we do all production. And our machines are huge. And 1 juicer alone weighs 1 ton. So Wow. It's not like we can easily move our operation somewhere else.
Right.
You know? Most of our staff rides their bike to work. So, you know, to get them to work, we would have to bus them.
Right.
You know?
So how long was that shop without power?
Yeah, about 5-6 days.
5 or 6 days, wow.
Yeah.
So basically all 3 shops, because of the core processing shop was down, then all 3 shops were affected.
Yeah, we were able to move limited production. We set up a guerrilla kitchen in Tampa with some of our old smaller juicers where we would make 3 varieties, and that was very limited. So we normally make like 200-300 bottles a day, and then we went down to like 35,
wow.
50.
That's the big drop.
So that's barely enough to pay and come out and lay her, right. You know?
That sucks.
Yeah.
And obviously the fixed costs, the, you know, the rent and all that, that keeps going even though you're not making revenue.
Right.
So yeah. You're hit basically losing inventory, losing revenue days,
yeah.
Having to keep the fixed costs. How were your employees impacted? Do you hear stories? And obviously a lot of people who are young and working in service jobs are living paycheck to paycheck. And for them to go without wages for a week or whatever is can be tough. Did you, you know, get any feedback from them as far as difficulties they had?
Yeah. I mean, we're a small enough company that we are a family, you know, and every single one of the people who works with us, we were impacted by thinking about their safety first with the hurricane. And we know most of them work two jobs a day sometimes. And for them to not be able to work was really hard, and to not be with what we all consider family is also emotionally taxing. We're very connected to all of the guests who come in, so you really realize that when you don't have it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those aspects of a small business that doesn't get covered by government assistance.
No. I mean, if we would have had real physical damage, that would have been covered way quicker than power out.
Right.
That's what we're finding now.
So what have you done to try to get some assistance or to recoup, or have you been able to talk to any of your vendors and creditors, or what have you done and what's worked and what hasn't worked?
Well, we found really that everyone we've reached out to, being credit card companies, vendors, they get it. And they already had things in place. Mm-hmm. Many of them have offered us anywhere from a month to 16 days to recoup. And even then, they've offered for us to call back and renegotiate, you know. Mm-hmm. They know that we're a long time good for paying our bills. So many of them were very accessible. I'm a little overwhelmed by FEMA, but I know we'll work it out. And we've had other people reach out to help support us.
Right. And some of that reach out, you did a really lovely post on Facebook about your experience, which is what started this actual conversation that led you here today. What were some of the sentiments that you got back? I know that Mother Kombucha commented, and what were some of the other sentiments that you heard from other people and small business owners through that Facebook post?
Well, what makes our town so unique, what makes St. Pete so desirable, I think, is that we have all these great small businesses, and there's a real sense of community within that. Many of the people that run the small businesses are actual friends of mine, and I know I can feel how worried they were. You know, your business is your child. And anything that's happening to it affects every aspect of your life, you know?
Sure.
I know that Tanya from Mother Kombucha, they had power out and they have a fermented product, so I'm sure that's gone.
Right.
They have a staff who, same thing, all these businesses with their staff down, Bannon Coffee, I know. And Perrier's from Kawa have like a lemon location, and they didn't have people to work. They had set up generators, and you don't think about that, you know? And you want to be up, and I find the most powerful thing that's come from this, and so I really want to think more about how our business can serve this community, you know? The day after the storm, Kawa was offering free coffee.
Right.
You know, I've seen that in the businesses here. They care about the welfare of their community.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. And in the days after that, Kawa had lines out the door. It was one of the few places open. But,
yeah, we're trying to figure out ways right now to reach out to linemen, first responders. We're hopefully putting together a promotional pack. They have money donated to those organizations. It's been a very emotional time, but also it's really great time to see how our operation works and how we can learn to work it more efficiently, learn to work together in a greater capacity. I've learned a lot about myself. in this business.
Even in the best of times, cash flow is really tough for small businesses. And, you know, you scrape to put a savings together. You know, I remember when we first were able to get a couple payrolls in our savings account at Big C that you just, you know, it was so peaceful, right? Because you just knew that even if something really bad happened and, you know, we have a very broad mix of clients, but you know, if we lost a couple or whatever, for whatever reason, or we couldn't operate or something like that, we'd be okay. And I know that we lived without that for many years and, you know, and we're running much thinner and, you know, any significant bump. And even if you don't have the bump, just the fact that it's there is so stressful because you just have no room for error. And then all of a sudden something is, you know, a hurricane comes through and you lose 10 grand worth of vegetables and no revenue for 5 days. And it just, you know, it's a lot to save up for that. And then it's, you know, it goes and it's a lot to get it back.
Yeah, you won't play catch up the rest of this year. And we're in a business where we never really had investors. We've had small investors, but most of our growth, good, bad, or otherwise, we've done on our own and taken some gambles to expand our business. And so you definitely, now I realize that's like the DIY emphasis. It's until you make a take a leap or make a choice, you don't realize sometimes the ramification or the outcome. And then you kind of have an oh shit moment and hope that you have a product that will help you make it through that, you know?
Yeah. It sounds like the things that are directly in your control are sort of the emotional recovery, which the community has helped with, and and you've done a great job leading that charge. And so that feels like it's on a good path. And I hope that, you know, obviously the government assistance will be valuable, especially for small businesses. And we'll have a whole list of different resources available in the show notes page for this. I know there's some for bridge loans for businesses. There's general expense reimbursement and for hotels and food and expenditures, even at for boards and things like that at Home Depot. So all that information will be there. I think one of our employees was just reimbursed $500 for a lot of the purchases they did. I think it was at Home Depot or Lowe's or something for their, for their wood and clips and things like that. I know we probably spent $400 or $500 on getting, you know, the windows boarded up. And then more importantly, you know, this is the time to support local business and make sure that if you have a choice, maybe this time don't go get your juice from, you know, while you're at the chain store, just make the extra stop and stop in and support a small business, whether it's juice or anything else. I know that we're making an extra effort. We're, you know, even buying donuts and things like that locally, just a few extra expenditures to, you know, to kick some extra money.
Oh, yeah. And I felt like here's another thing that came to me once, as I hear over and over again, we dodged a bullet. And so at this point, we've been given a rebirth. And I thought about this a lot, especially as I'm a person with very tenuous health. And what I was really amazed at is during this very stressful time, and there's something inside of me and keeps reminding me to take care of myself. I'm in very much thinking about the fact that our customer base, our guests, they can't eat anywhere else. They need clean, organic food. They can't go to Bob Evans, although they're nice people. They can't go anywhere else. Their bodies won't take it. And so I feel this new appreciation for my own health, this new awakening, to having so much respect for every person who comes in to our shop because they're dependent on us, you know? This is where they get the majority of their food. And I have felt new gratitude for every person who walks in the door, you know? And there's nothing better than showing yourself some love. It's not easy, you know? It's a really hard thing to do and bring.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think that's a good place to to leave it. That's a great sentiment. And so we'll just let that linger. listen to it again. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and share your experience.
Yeah, it's been great, Joe. Thanks.